Coming to you from Keiko Studios, it's The Balcony Show with Ann Thatcher, Bo Summer, Mike Roy, Donna DeLucci, and me, the Mad Cat. We have searched the globe for the best in indie music so you don't have to. So here we go, The Balcony Show.
In faraway places, sent with love and good vibes. Just keep an eye out for just what's coming.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Balcony Show. Hi, guys.
Woo-hoo. All right.
So we have A to the J Sigmund sitting in for Bo today. She's not feeling well, so get better, Bo. But in the meantime, welcome, AJ.
Hey, thanks for having me back.
You're so enthused.
I am. You know why?
Hey, thanks for having me back.
I'm very enthused. I'm very, very enthused, especially because today I am Dr. Sigmund Freud. Yeah. Tell me, lay down on the couch. Tell me what is wrong, what's bothering you.
I'm not going to do that the whole time. Thanks for having me. Get back to business.
So we have a new segment coming up on this show. We also have Kill Code coming up. They're from New York. They're Reverb Nation selection. So we'll be chatting with Tom and listening to a couple of their tunes. But first, we have a brand new...
Hey, on this week's Smooth Criminal, Johnny Yates does not live here. No, he actually really doesn't. All right, so here we go. Top of... all right, it's a long one. A Florida man wanted by the cops tried to throw them off his trail by placing a big sign outside of his house reading, Johnny Yates does not live here.
Nice.
It didn't work. Yates, 41, who was wanted by the Polk County Sheriff's Office on aggravated battery, false imprisonment, and tampering charges, was eventually locked up. Deputies showed up at Yates's Lakeland home around 2:45 p.m. on Saturday after getting a tip that he was holed up inside. The sheriff's office said on Facebook, you know, Facebook, because everything's real on Facebook.
Well, if it doesn't happen on Facebook, it doesn't happen.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
When the deputies arrived, they noticed a note written on the dry erase board in front of the window that said, Johnny Yates does not live here.
Come on.
Gee, a dry erase board never lied to us before. Should we believe it? The deputies questioned someone leaving the house who confirmed that Yates was inside. But after surrounding the house for an hour and calling for the fugitive to come out, cops had to take it to the next level, the office said. Enough was enough, and the surrender smoke was dispensed inside the house. Four people exited the home, but no Johnny, the sheriff's office said.
Yeah, it's a mystery. I like that. Surrender smoke. That's pretty good stuff. Right?
Surrender smoke.
Stop resisting.
For short. Let's clarify
SS.
That.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is a case for the mystery machine.
I have surrender smoke. It's outside. Yeah.
That could mean a lot of things, surrender smoke.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a new terminology we ought to use here.
Surrender smoke.
Can we keep that? I like that term. Yeah.
All right, great.
God almighty. All right, so the deputies called out some more, but still no response from Johnny. So a second helping of surrender smoke was put inside the home to waft around a bit.
I wonder how long they waited in between. You know, 30 minutes
right,
maybe.
Yeah. Did they draw it out? Yeah. Yet still no response from Johnny. Finally, the deputies and canine Dexter entered the house and located Johnny, who was hiding in a modified chest of drawers. Johnny was arrested and taken to jail.
That sounds like a Seinfeld episode. Yeah,
this guy really was halfway to Narnia, and they went and got him.
They pulled good him. One, AJ.
They pulled him back. Totally.
Send the dogs in.
So the office said the four people who were initially holed up in the house with Yates were also dealt with. In regards to the four people who weren't cooperating with deputies, each one received a parting gift, a charge of resisting arrest and an all-expense-paid trip to Grady Judge's bed and breakfast, Polk County Sheriff's, Grady Judd, that is.
Couple
Grady Judd don't play.
No.
He doesn't play around.
Giving out bracelets,
not with
right?
Yates.
Yeah.
But yeah, Narnia... Yeah. So he was on his way to Narnia.
He almost got away.
He almost got away.
That's funny shit.
But wow. But that, too, I wonder always what goes through a criminal's mind, especially since I did that. I worked with criminals for a long time. You know what I mean?
And don't let it fool you, folks. She is a criminal.
And you got to wonder what somebody was thinking to think, I know, let's go right. Johnny Yates is not here on a dry erase board, and then they will not bother us.
Oh, hold on. No, they said he does not live there.
Yeah.
Doesn't say he wasn't there. And so in go the dogs. You know, and the surrender smoke.
The surrender smoke was
like the best. Like
and
the
surrender. Fact that they went to emphatic levels by writing "not" in capital letters.
Yeah.
And really good penmanship, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, that's good handwriting.
That's quality.
So, see, there you have it. All right. Well, we're going to get things started with tonight's show. And the first song we're going to hear is from Grimjack, "Hang Down." So take a listen, and we'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Balcony Show, and right now we have the first song from tonight's interview. The song is called "Let's Get Back to Rock and Roll" by Killcode, and give it a listen. So when you get back, we will be on the line with Tom from Killcode.
Let's get back to rock and roll.
Thank you. know it comes from inside.
The Balcony Show, and we're very excited because we have a Reverb Nation selectee, Tom from Kill Code, on the phone. Hi, Tom.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for having me.
So, rock and roll, dude. Rock and roll. That's what it's about, right?
Always.
Our listeners just heard your song, Let's Get Back to Rock and Roll. Tell us something about that.
It was actually a song that we wrote prior to COVID, actually. We were at rehearsal, and there was a blackout in New York City, and actually in Long Island, rather. And we ended up deciding, should we keep on rehearsing or should we just go home? And we're like, you know what, we rigged a two-circuit generator and got the power back up and ended up getting rehearsal going. And we wrote that song, and we kind of like, you know, let's get back to rock and roll, you know, as opposed to going home.
Man,
and
I love that. That is so cool. Yeah. That is so cool.
And then it ended up having like another meeting when COVID hit, because it fit that scenario as well. Because a lot of people think that we wrote it about that, and it sounds like it, but not really, but it works.
Yeah. Hey, why not play into whatever you can? You know what I mean?
Well, sure. I mean, the message of the song basically stands for anything. It's just like, you know, let's just get back to rock and roll. Simple as that.
And that's one thing that I got to say that I do really like about your music is that it is rock and roll. You know what I mean? A lot of people are doing a lot of really crazy stuff, but this reminds me kind of like of some of the Kiss stuff, and you know what I mean? It is straight up rock and roll. And I know there's a lot of people, let's face it, they're still filling these stadiums, and people are still craving this music. So Kill Code is ready to serve, right?
Thank you. Thanks. I mean, no, that's definitely the common thread that runs through our music. I mean, we have a lot of different assets and sounds to our music, but that's definitely the common thread.
And the next song our listeners are going to hear is Ride. I got to tell you, I really, really like the video for this. Who did the video for this, Tom?
David Swajewski, actually, is the person I mentioned earlier when you first called, who's directed pretty much mostly all our videos. We were actually with him last night talking about Phenomenon, which we're doing the next one. But his name is David Serbesky, and he's a really talented director. And he did that video, and he's done mostly all our videos.
And this video is really fun. You know what I mean? You guys look like you had a really good time. Where was it? Where was the location on this?
That was filmed in Atlantic City, New Jersey.
Knew it.
Which is about an hour. If anyone listening who doesn't know, it's about an hour and a half out, maybe 2 hours outside of New York City. And it was, again, David's idea, and I think it worked out pretty well.
And there was absolutely no fun having, you know, making this video, I can tell.
It was a lot of fun, but at the same time, it was very guerrilla style, DIY, and, you know, on the beach with boots and rock and roll and all that stuff was a bit, you know, it was a bit... not fun, but it worked out.
Nah, it's a great video, so I want to encourage all of our listeners to definitely go and watch the video because you're going to love it. It really is. And hey, let it ride, right? Let it ride. Yes. So, who came up with the concept of Ride?
As far as the video or the song itself?
The song itself.
Myself and, well, I wrote all the lyrics and the melodies, and DC, who is one of the guitar players, he came up with the music, and yeah, that's, and then I, but we brought it to the band, and then they brought it to life, fully to life. But yeah, it was myself as far as the lyrics and the message of the song.
And who came up with the back vocal, the because that's good.
Thank you. That was actually a happy accident in the studio. We were in this, Joey Z, who is the producer of that song and the album, who's also the guitar player of Life of Agony. We were in the studio and I was just like, I need something. And I was just humming along, like trying to find something to give it something extra. And he was like, just do that. I'm like, just do what? He's like, what, you're humming. Like, and I was like, you mean like, He's like, well, let's develop it. Like, and then we came up with the ohm, and that's how it happened.
It was just
random, you know, to be honest.
and I do have to ask you, in your bio, there was something about, you know, that you guys had come through a hard time and now you're back at it. You're back at,
right.
What happened as not individual stories, but was it COVID or were there some other things?
It was definitely COVID. I mean, we literally, like, almost right before the beginning of COVID is when we started to write the album, and you know, we're really excited about doing that and blah blah blah. And then like everybody went through, all of a sudden the rug was pulled out from under us.
Right.
So that was a major part of what we went through. And then we also did go through some personal things during that time at the same time, which sucked, but it made for, I think, a heartfelt album.
And so we're going to let that ride. No, seriously, I want everybody to take a listen to Ride by Kill Code, and we'll be right back with Tom.
Oh,
folks. Welcome back to the Balcony Show. We have Tom from Kill Code on the line. So, Tom, let our listeners know where they can, where your music is streaming, where they can download it from or purchase it from, and if you guys have any possible playing out dates, let them know.
Sure. Well, first of all, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. And it's pretty easy. If you just put Kill Code into your browser, you'll pretty much get all the links you need. Killcode.net is the website, which will also link you to all, you know, to Spotify and YouTube and iTunes and then as well as the YouTube channel. So just put Kill Code into your server and I'm sure you can find all those links. As far as dates, we're doing a show this Sunday in Long Island, for Paulie Z benefit show. And we just found out today, which actually you're getting the first exclusive on that, we're going to be going to Arizona, April 18th for the Mesa Arizona Music Festival, which we're excited about.
That's cool.
Yeah. We're also headed to Puerto Rico in July. stay tuned for those dates. Our return trip there. We've been there a couple of times now. And I think that's about right now what I can put out there.
Wow. Good for you.
You guys are staying busy.
Hey, Tom, this is Mike Roy on the line here. I had a quick question for you. When people go out and see you guys play, give us a little bit of an insight to your live show, what to expect.
It's kind of our bread and butter as far as what we do. You know, I love being in the studio. I love recording. But as far as what I think really defines us is our live show. Mm-hmm. High energy, good time, you know, straight up rock and roll with a little twist. Nice. You know, if we see anybody sitting, we try to make sure that doesn't happen.
Right on.
You in the wheelchair.
Right on.
No, just kidding.
Except for that.
Oh my God. I've actually seen that happen.
I have too. God. I have some personal stories that not anything I said, but other artists that I've seen it happen.
Yeah. Totally. Oh my God.
So tell me, what's the craziest thing that has ever, one of the craziest things, because I'm sure there's more than one, that's ever happened at one of your live shows that you remember?
I don't know. If I told you guys that, I'd have to kill you all. So I don't know if I told you that. I mean, to answer your question straight up, to be honest, to me, the craziest thing is having any amount of success that we've had so far to be able to like play to, you know, 50,000 people in Mexico or something like that is just a dream come true. And that's kind of like what I would say the craziest thing, but in a good way.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. That's good. So yeah. We're going to end things.
Sorry, it's the point.
No, absolutely not. You know what? I respect it, man.
Okay.
So we're going to end things tonight with your song Phenomenon. You want to set this up for our listeners?
The song is basically, it's, lack of a better word, it's about bullying and how pretty much the common thread with all the guys in the band, you know, while we, you know, pretty much think we got things going on right now to a certain extent, when we were kids and growing up, it wasn't the case. We were all kind of outsiders. And it's about just kind of like, you know, just if you listen to the lyrics, I think now that I explained it, I think you can hear what I'm talking about. It's, you know, just about the, you know,
well, that ought to reach a lot of people, because a lot of people can identify with that kind of stuff for sure. Well, listen, Tom.
And that's what the basic message is. So.
I want to thank you for spending some time with us here on the show. I'm excited to see what happens in the future. And if you have any new music coming along, do send it along. We will play it. Thank you. Any final shout outs to anybody?
Just to anybody listening, thanks for helping support Kill Code, and thanks to you guys as well. And like we like to say, spread the code and hit killcode.net.
Awesome. So I'm going to encourage all of our listeners, please go download your favorite music from them. Check out their website. Check out their YouTube video, because it's really good and it's really fun. So with that, I'm going to bid you good night. And everybody take a listen to Phenomenon by Kill Code, and we'll be right back with the rest of the show.
Another phenomenon. Looking for that put up and shut up, but now it's time to grow up. Looking behind what the fight was, pushed around any longer. Another phenomenon, another phenomenon. Cause I found out
Tracks, we have the song Never Enough by Legacy Park, and they are a Reverb Nation selectee, so give it a listen, crank it up, here we go.
Thank you. Welcome to this week's Indie Radar, and we are talking TikTok, one of my favorite subjects that I've been covering here on The Balcony Show for the last 3-4 years. So the amazing app TikTok, which has grown artists, indie musicians, small businesses, etc., has finally reached the point where there is potential that this app can absolutely be banned completely due to users and data safety and whatnot. So just wanted to bring this to your attention. If you're an indie artist, make sure that you're following the story and that anything that you have uploaded to this site, that you have backups, that you can contact your fans and not fall prey to this battle that's going on with this app and other country governments. So just wanted to bring that to your attention. Keep an eye on this. It could still take a few months before there's a total legal ban of this app, which may or may not happen. But there are some legal hurdles that still have to be overcome for this app to be banned. But just for the indie artist that has put in so much effort and time to building your audience on this platform, you just want to keep an eye on that and just make sure that you're not completely lost should this app actually be banned in the future.
You are listening to The Balcony Show.
Welcome to another edition of Mike's Music Box. Inside, you're going to hear some stories of the macabre, the paranormal, and the strange. So stay tuned, if you dare.
And welcome to another edition of Mike's Music Box, where everything here is just a little off kilter, a little off
including
to the center.
Including you.
Including me, yes, always me. Always
you walked
me.
Right into that one, Mike.
Today we're going to do some rock and roll mysteries for everybody. I figured today we'll just stay on one subject. We're going to talk about the New York Dolls. Mm. So the New York Dolls, of course, were way, way ahead of their time. Formed in 1971, this proto-punk group never quite broke through to fame and fortune, but since has grown to become one of the most influential bands of the 1970s. Sadly, substance abuse and fading success had torn the band apart by 1976, leaving its members to pursue their own careers. Well, we're gonna look at guitarist Johnny Thunders. He would become a poster boy for this punk chick. He also endured some dark days after leaving the New York Dolls. He was afflicted by a heroin addiction for years and years, squandering much of his potential, and it also was didn't help cutting ties with most of his family and friends. Then in the 1980s, he pulled himself together and seemed to be poised for a serious comeback, only to be diagnosed with leukemia and given months to live. He moved to New Orleans intending to record that one final epic album, but he never got the chance. Thunders was found dead in his apartment on April 23rd, 1991. As an ex-addict with terminal cancer, the manner of his death seems pretty more or less obvious, but for some reason, Thunders' death was also ruled a possible homicide. For one thing, the apartment had been ransacked, and for another, the toxicology report revealed that the level of drugs in his system was not enough to have killed him. Strangest of all, however, is that his body was said to be found underneath his coffee table, folded into a weird-like pretzel shape. To this day, some fans question the true nature of the death of this punk icon. And that would be kind of weird to find a
pretzel shape.
Yeah, that just seems weird. But
wait
a
minute.
It's a mystery.
He was in a pretzel?
Yeah.
Yeah, like his body was misshapen, contorted into a pretzel shape.
Wow.
And so, and
like, sounds like some horror movie stuff.
Yeah, sounds weird. But tune in again next.
That is strange.
Episode.
Really? Of, I don't want pretzels.
Can you imagine?
I mean, he could have been spasming in some way, but
not to pretzel shape though. You I mean, know. That's
underneath
like
his
broken,
coffee table.
Isn't it like
broken?
Underneath his coffee table.
Underneath his coffee table.
I mean, it does sound sketchy as hell.
Yeah. Well, New York Dolls. You know.
Yeah.
I wonder who he pissed
but
off.
Johnny Thunders, man, what an icon. But thanks for listening to Mike's Music Box. Tune in again next time. We'll have some more mysteries and some shenanigans coming your way.
Shenanigans.
That's right.
for St. Patty's Day. That's right.
Ooh, yeah, that's right.
It's time for the spotlight portion of our show, where we showcase new singles from returning guests. And your host is Donna Freakin' Galucci.
Hey! Where's Mad Cat and all my fans? We're all alone, Ann.
I know.
Oh, boy.
While the cat's away, the mice will play.
Yep. Well, today on Spotlight, we have a great new song by Coldworth called Flatline. But before we talk about that, I wanted to talk about a new single by a musician with a famous parent. And okay. It got me to thinking about all the musicians with famous parents. We've interviewed a couple here.
Yep, sure have.
Right? Andrew Hagar, and I think there were a couple others. And I have been to some shows, and I've seen some musicians that I did not know were, you know, playing with their dads. For instance, I went to go see the Beach Boys with Brian Wilson a couple years ago, and there was Matt Jardine, who's Al Jardine's son, playing with the band, which I had no idea. And also I went to see Cheap Trick, and Robin Taylor Zander was in the band. He tours with the band, who's Robin Zander's son, and Dax Nielsen, who's Nielsen's son. And they were phenomenal, you know? So I mean, I'm just trying to say there's so many out there that we really don't realize, which brings me to my spotlight today. James McCartney.
Oh, Paul McCartney's
son. And I'm a huge fan of the Beatles and, you know, and everything about the Beatles. And I actually didn't know that he was a musician, and he has some albums out, and he just came out with a brand new single called Beautiful.
Wow.
Yep. He had some material. I think he hasn't put anything out since 2016. And it's a really nice song. You can hear a lot of Paul in his voice. He has very high voice. You could even hear some of Linda, if you've heard Linda sing, Linda McCartney, his mom. So people, check it out. It's a really nice tune. I think you guys will like it. And he's very talented, just like his dad. So check out James McCartney and the song Beautiful. And now getting on to Coldworth. What a great band. What a great song, Flatline.
These guys are climbing up the charts.
They are awesome. They're a five-member alternative metal band. And the drummer, Paul Crosby, who started this band with his sons, two sons, Sean and Zach, right?
There you have it.
Unbelievable. Here, that all ties in. And actually, Paul was the drummer in Saliva. So if you guys remember that great band.
Actually, Paul was on the show too.
Yeah.
For Coldworth. They were on the show. So check out their interview too. Paul is just, he's not only is he a really great talent, but he's also doing a lot for independent music.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and I got to give him a shout out for that, because there's a lot of guys that get, you know, they get famous, they do their thing.
Right.
And
then you don't hear from, you know, them giving back.
Yeah, they don't get, but Paul is really committed to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like he's got a production company.
Right.
And I mean, a PR company, and he's pushing a lot of really
great
music.
He's doing a lot
for
independent music.
So check out Crosby.
Yeah,
Paul
for
Crosby
sure.
Management
Paul
too.
Crosby, for sure. Yeah, he manages all different bands. Yeah.
Absolutely. Insanely
great.
Gifted bands.
Yes, absolutely.
Several of them have been on the show, mm-hmm. and we play a lot of their music.
Yep.
So.
Yep. And this song is great, called Flatline. It's a very heavy, powerful song. It's hard driven, but melodic at the same time, which is something I really like. You'll remember the chorus, you'll remember the hooks, you go away remembering the vocals. Drums are very upfront and very powerful. This song is real personal. It's a tribute to the memory of Wayne Swinney, who was with Paul in Saliva, mm-hmm. and also a very, very good friend of his for many years,
right.
and was almost like an uncle to Zach and Sean, his two sons. And you can really just hear the raw and personal aspect of this song coming through in the music and in the video. There is a great video for the song on YouTube. So guys, you got to check it out, you know, and I think everyone's going to feel something when, you know, about people that have passed in your life. You know I felt something when I heard this song, because I had some loss recently, and I'm sure everyone will be able to relate to that. And I'm sure Wayne hears this up in heaven for sure. Check it out on YouTube, the video. Check out their website. Check out their Facebook page and share it. Really a great band and a great song, Flatline by Cold Words.
Thanks for tuning in. Your source for independent music, right, guys?
Right.
Totally. That's right. Absolutely, totally.
The freest music.
Yes.
The freest music.
So thanks to Tom for joining us from Kill Code. Check out all their music again on all their listening platforms. And that's all I got. We have a Reverb Nation campaign that is in full swing. If you would like to get on the show, go there and, you know what, submit, and I will listen. I've been listening already.
I'm listening.
Yeah, I
know. To my heartbeat stopping.
Anyways, we're going to end things tonight with a really good song from Spread Eagle, Sound of Speed. So take a listen. And that's it. That's all I got. Good night, everybody, from the Balcony Show.
Over and out.
Over and out.